WBBM News Time, 12:30 noon. Business Hour continues now, sponsored by McGrathLexus.com.
For a second day in a row, we're looking at a big downdraft on Wall Street. Let's talk about what's going on. We're joined by returning guest Mike Willman, president of Blue Sky Investment Partners in Evanston. Mike, good to talk with you again.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, guys.
And as you look at the last couple of days, what are you telling your clients who are getting a little nervous about all of this?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, the two stories going on today, one, very big, one not so big, but, there's a lot of nervousness about the turmoil in Libya. Yesterday, the Dow had its worst single day in 3 months, dropping 1.4%. We're down another one today. The price of crude's at a 2.5-year high. We're hitting $100 a barrel today. It seems like the market shrugged off the unrest in Egypt and Tunisia and other countries. But Libya is a much bigger concern because they're the 10th largest crude exporter in OPEC. They export about 1.6 million barrels of oil a day. That's about 2% of the world consumption. I think the spike we're seeing in oil prices is definitely scaring investors. My clients that are calling, they're nervous about the economy. They know the economy is fragile, and these higher oil prices could certainly derail this recovery. What I'm trying to tell people is it's important to keep in mind that any short-term supply disruption that we're seeing in Libya could easily be filled by other OPEC members like Saudi Arabia. They have 4 million barrels of spare oil capacity at its disposal. So, it's certainly of concern what we're seeing there, and obviously fear drives the markets. But, nothing has happened yet, really, in this situation, I don't think.
So is the thing to do then to stay and hold the course for the retail investor?
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely cautiously optimistic. I mean, we're certainly in the early stages of a recovery, but I'm telling people the new normal is to expect a lot of market volatility. We have some challenges, obviously, abroad. We have this Middle East turmoil, and at home, we're fragile here. The unemployment rate is still very high. The housing market's still weak, and inflation is a worry. It's sitting there, but I don't think a big one yet.
So where, in your opinion, are the best places to be positioned in this very unsteady environment?
Yeah, so for my clients, I allocate to mutual funds and exchange-traded funds. What I've been doing in my portfolios is trying to emphasize commodities, and I always have. And, I emphasize them in broad baskets. So I do energy commodities, I do metals, and I also do agricultural commodities. Obviously, with the boom in China and other countries, the demand for oil is big and healthy. Also, the demand for, other soft commodities are too. The other area I like a lot and I have exposure to in all my portfolios is hedge mutual funds. So these are mutual funds that use hedge fund-like strategies. And one of the most common strategies I use is an asset allocation strategy, or sometimes called a macro strategy. So basically, the portfolio manager will find companies they want to own, and they'll do a deep dive review of the company, the entire capital structure, and they'll find the best spot to own that company. So in some companies, it might be better to own the bond, maybe the convertible bond. In other companies, it might be best to own the stock. So also with those mutual funds, they have the ability to raise cash if they can't find anything attractive to own. They're not boxed in. So I think in this environment, you definitely need a portfolio manager that has the flexibility to capitalize on dislocations at companies and in the markets in general.
What about the bond funds? Do you include those as part of a portfolio, or are bonds dead for the time being?
Definitely include them. I have, obviously with the stock market crisis, over the past couple of years, you had a bunch of calls from your clients about the stock market, and now I'm getting calls about the bond market. But I think everybody should own bonds. It's part of a diversified portfolio. Now, I certainly wouldn't own bonds that are way out in terms of duration. I've moved clients to shorter to intermediate term duration bonds. And I think they belong in a portfolio, certainly for older investors that can't take the volatility that you're seeing in the markets.
Mike, lots of good advice. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Mike Willman, president of Blue Sky Investment Partners in Evanston.